Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Said out loud, Lord, open my eyes. Help me to see the seriousness of unbelief. We want to see it the way He sees it, right? Numbers 13. These people have seen some stuff by Numbers 13. They have been delivered out of centuries of slavery. And there was no way Pharaoh was letting them go. No way. But he did. God showed Himself so mighty, so powerful. And a lot of it's not that relevant to us, but thing after thing after thing was something that the Egyptians worshiped. And something that was a god in their society, or something that was, you know, and God just walked over it. And even they had people who were practitioners of dark arts. And they could do some things. And for the first couple of things, they kind of went toe to toe with Moses and Aaron in those miracles. Remember that? He threw down his rod, turned into a snake. They said, we can do that too. Remember that? Somebody said, oh, that's just a fairy tale. It's what you think. Spiritual things are real. If you think you're so smart and you think that can't be, study the existence and the qualities of matter and energy and quantum physics and see what the experts say. And they begin to get into multidimensional reality. If I can't see it with my eyes, put my hand on it, it don't exist. Well, that includes your mind, dummy. I didn't say brain. I said mind. No. These things are real. People don't want to talk about it. It scares them, but it's real. What about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and the spiritual activity that Jesus dealt with? Nothing to be scared of. You need to know who you are. You need to know your rights in Christ. You need to know the power in the name of Jesus. But you don't need to go around with your head in the sand acting like, you know, this physical is all there is. That's right. But they didn't make it but a couple of rounds, and then they came in with sores all over their body, and they told the king, this is God. We need to back off. You need to let these people go. And he didn't do it. But what I'm saying is, through all the plagues, through all the splitting of the Red Sea, I mean on and on and on, these people have seen God in demonstration. They have heard and they have seen and they have experienced. And now here they are to the promised land that He chose for them. And He said, I've given it to you. Go up and possess it. So they sent spies into the land, one from each tribe. And he said, go check it out, what kind of people's there, what kind of land it is. Bring some of the produce and tell us, give us a report. When they came back, they brought the report. Is that right? In verse 25, Numbers 13, 25, they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh. And they brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, we came to the land whither you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, just like the Lord said. And this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, but the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. They were giants. The Amalekites dwelt in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites in the mountains, and the Canaanites by the sea. It's full of ites and big ones, big ites. And Caleb interrupted and stilled the people. And he said, let's go up immediately at once and take this, possess it. This is what faith does. Faith is a possessor. Now you can't take something that God has not given. But God had already given it to him. But just because God gives you something, that does not mean you'll enjoy it.
That's true.
What has been given by grace must be possessed, must be received by faith. Is that right?
Amen. Yes.
This is such a perfect picture of it here. Had God given them the land?
Yes, He did.
He did. You read these in the previous chapters. You read Deuteronomy 1 and those. He said, I have given you the land. Go up and possess it. That's what he said. And they said, we can't do it. He said, let's go up right now because we are well able to overcome it. Now, he's not walking beside. Is he? Where'd he get this? We're well able. You're not bigger than they are. You don't have better equipment than they do. Where did he get this? He's counting on God's help. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able. Now, have you heard this before? With Adam and Eve, God said, you eat the fruit of this tree, you'll die. What did the devil say? You're not going to die. You won't die. This is where do you get faith? By hearing.
That's right.
What God said. Where do you get unbelief? By hearing what the enemy said and choosing to believe that over what God said. And this is why it's evil.
That's right.
Do they have any reason to doubt God? Has he done anything, not been faithful to his word? Has he done anything that they could point to and say, well, we don't know if we can trust him for sure on this?
No.
Not one thing. Have they seen any reason to believe him and trust him? I mean, sign after sign and miracle after miracle. With all of this in front of you. And then you say, I'm going to believe this. It's evil. It's evil. We're not able to go, they said, because they're stronger than we. Just the opposite of what Caleb said. And Caleb is saying what God said. And they brought up a what? What? Evil report of the land. And that's where the evil unbelief came from, was from hearing the evil report. Where did the evil unbelief come from? From hearing the evil report. How do you get good faith? From hearing the good news. Good report. How do you get evil unbelief? Hearing the evil bad. Bad report. You know, we sing a song sometimes, whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. His report says, I am free.
Yes.
His report says, I am healed.
Right.
His report. Well, good faith comes from hearing, receiving the good report. But you're going to have to choose.
Yes, you do.
Because everything that comes your way is not going to be good report. In the Psalms, he talks about his heart The psalmist is not, heart is not moved, though he hears evil tidings. His heart is not moved. Still believe the good report, even though you're hearing and seeing some bad things. They heard and saw some bad things, and they said, no, that's it. We can't do it. We can't do it. And they brought up an evil report. Chapter 14 and 1, all the congregation lifted up their voice and they cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron and the whole congregation unto them. They said, would God we'd have died in Egypt. Would God wish we'd have died in the wilderness. They got death on the brain. Dying, dying. They want to talk about dying. Caleb and Joshua wants to talk about going and getting those nice houses and those vineyards and those orchards. Let's go get them. Another bunch is, we all going to die. We're going to die. We're going to die out here. We're all going to die out here. What's the problem? They believed it. They said it. You couldn't convince them of anything else. What happened? They died out there. Except for Joshua and Caleb, who wouldn't sing that song. They said, you can sing that if you want to. But I'm going over to the other side. God, my Savior and Deliverer, in my ship abides. Hallelujah. I'm going over. And they did. Joshua and Caleb outlived all of them and went in and possessed because they had faith and these guys doubted. Oh my. They said, why the Lord had brought us into this land to fall by the sword and our wives and our children should be a prey. Were it not better for us to return to Egypt? Let's go back. Deuteronomy 1, I think it was verse 25 or so, they said it's because the Lord hated us that he brought us out here to kill us. Now that's a lot of trouble just to kill somebody. I mean... Right? I mean, he went through all those miracles. Is that right? Split the Red Sea, all of it just to get them out there to kill them in the desert. Now we're laughing, but most of the crowd believed that. They believed. Why did they believe that? Had God done something to them to cause them to think that about him or to believe that? No. What had he done? Everything he had said had come to pass.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me